This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now by Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. She is in her home studio in Bella Vista. How are you doing?
I'm still being held hostage in my home in Bella Vista is where I am.
Well, you know, for
how
the safety.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. I'm good. Also in my home studio. So what's up first?
The first up is Banshee Manor, which is kind of the test case for making haunted attractions work this year. Jonna Summers is an old friend of mine, and she loves Halloween way more than I do. She thinks about building this haunted house all year long. Well, this year, of course, there was a pandemic. So she gave herself the deadline of July 4th. Am I going to try to do this or not? And of course, everything was contingent on getting approval from the health department. So they had to submit a floor plan and occupancy rates and how they'd maintain social distancing and cleaning protocols and signage for the mask mandate and a policy for screening and recording temperatures of all the staff. And by golly, she got it all done, and they opened the 16th of October. They also have the best storyline. They have this full-blown storyline about a Scottish castle and the head of the clan was evil, and so the banshee came to wreak vengeance, and it's scary, and it's fun. And what better thing this year than something scary that really can't hurt you? Open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October 16th through October 31st. It's inside Locomotion Family Fun Park in Fayetteville. She says the price is $10 per soul. I don't know if she gives you the soul back at the end or she keeps it. I don't know. No one younger than six, and ages 6 to 13 must be accompanied by an adult. So, yeah, it's really scary. And you can check out more at BanshieManor.com. Now, if you prefer virtual, this is kind of the format that Kyle and I have been doing, is a real in-person thing and a virtual thing.
I love options.
So the virtual thing is the annual Ghost Walk hosted by the Rogers Historical Museum. Ordinarily, they would be strolling around downtown Rogers, telling tales of, how does Serena Barnett put it, murder, mischief, and mayhem. Not real ghost stories, but stories of weird deaths and interesting things like that. Well, this year they decided to take it online. The cool part is, even though it's one night only instead of running for a couple of weekends, everybody can go. And it's free.
Oh, I love that.
So all you have to do. Yeah. And the actors, basically, they go through old obituaries and look for interesting stories. And then they give an obituary to an actor and they put together a ghost story out of it. So all you have to do is register at eventbrite.com or call the museum at 621-1154. And they will give you the Zoom link to get into this at 7 o'clock on October 29th. No fuss, no muss, and no leaving home.
I like it.
And then, of course, there's Fall Leaves, which I love.
Absolutely.
And we had a story about driving the pig trail, which I suspect there are people living here now that don't know what the pig trail is.
I guess so.
The pig trail is old US 71. And a part of Arkansas 23. And it's how we used to sneak back and forth the Little Rock. Because it was easier, even though it's winding, it was easier than being in the traffic on 71 when that was the only way to get to Little Rock.
Right.
It's beautiful and hilly, and there's beautiful scenery, and the leaves turn beautifully there. And this would be a great time to take a little drive on the pig trail. And if you want to know more about it, you can go to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas.net and find out more. Or you can check out the What's Up link on our website at nwadg.com. And we have a story from last week. Then it's pumpkin season at Silver Dollar City, too. And I love this. They went like pumpkin crazy. And this year they've combined crafts and cowboys and pumpkins for one big festival through the end of October with giant pumpkin sculptures and pumpkins everywhere. And I truly believe that these people are doing their absolute best to make sure that Silver Dollar City is safe. And it is, of course, outdoors. They have craftsmen. They have food. They have funnel cakes.
I do love a good funnel cake.
You know how I feel about funnel cakes. And cinnamon rolls. They have a new cinnamon roll restaurant.
Oh.
And live Western bluegrass and country music. So you can check that out through the end of the month at silverdollarcity.com. So we've covered scary things, fall leaves, pumpkins, and then there's gridiron. Gridiron, if you've never heard of it, is when journalists pretend they're actors and singers and dancers. And they write scripts to make fun of the current political situation. And it's hilarious. You've done it more years than I have because I kind of retired from it. They did it virtually this year. Did you do any of the virtual stuff?
So I sang a song for one of the skits, but that's about all I know. So I'm kind of excited that it'll be a surprise for me this year too, because I'm not one of the writers.
Usually it happens for one weekend only at Arkansas Public Theater in Rogers. This year, it's going to string itself across the month of October. They're going to release the first videos on the 4th of October, and then President Trump became ill. Mm-hmm. So they held them. So the first videos go up this Sunday, the 11th, and then the next two Sundays, and they'll be up through the end of October.
Right.
It's free to view, but donations support the Northwest Arkansas chapter of the Society of Professional Journalists.
Right. And the money always goes to help with scholarships for students.
And I have to say that this year, I'll be thinking about one of our old friends. We talked about this before we came on the air. Gina King, who was a great hard news reporter way back in the Springdale News days, passed away on Wednesday.
Yes.
And she was younger than I am, which I really hate. Because that's too young to go anywhere. She was a great gridiron actor who could give you the evil eye. What was it? Didn't she play one of the Supreme Court justices? Did she play Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
That may have been before I got there, but it's entirely possible. She played some really great roles.
She was frequently that sort of character. And so when you watch Gridiron this year, think of her and all of the wonderful memories that all of the journalism community has of her. You can find out more about Gridiron at nwagridiron.com. The title this year, by the way, is called Pandemic. So that should keep you busy until next week.
Well, plenty to do as always. Thank you so much, Becca, for sharing with us.
Thank you. I'm glad we have things to share. It's a wonderful improvement in the situation.
Absolutely. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.